The trip to Minnehaha Park was overwhelming, but let me start, well, from the start.
That was Jaden, a student at Northeast Middle School. This is Phil Nussbaum.
And this is Kirsten Rome. In the summer of 2013, the two of us and Nick Staples connected with Jason Yersa, Kimberly Adams, and other educators and students at the school. The idea was to take students on field trips to downtown Minneapolis and to Minnehaha Falls and document the experiences in spoken word.
I got to school at about 9 a.m. Miss Rome had told us what to do. Then we walked to the bus stop. That bus ride felt long for me. Nothing to do, even though my sister was sitting right next to me. She was just sitting, listening to music.
The project began with a walk to the city bus stop. For Wilson, the city bus made a definite impression.
In summer, the city bus can be fresh as the wind, calm as the forest, quiet as the desert. Sometimes the temperature outside drops and the air conditioning stays on, then it's freezing. Crazy as a party, loud as a stereo, it's annoying as a horrible noise.
When the bus stopped in downtown Minneapolis, we were in a busy place. Camille was one of the students who had her eyes opened by the range of stuff to do downtown.
Going downtown is very fun, riding on the trains and riding on the buses. Why don't you go see City Hall? It has a statue called the Father of Waters, and if you go rub his big toe, it is said that you will get good luck. Or go see the Guthrie Theater. The Yellow Room is very exciting to be in. Standing on the glass floor feels like you are floating. On the way in on the train, you will see the Government Plaza. Some people say that looks like a toaster. Go see the Cowles Theater and see some dancing. There is history behind the theater. In 1999, the building was jacked up very carefully and moved on wheels to Hennepin Avenue. And I think of the Cowles Theater like it put on rubber tap shoes and danced around the corner to Hennepin Avenue. There is fun all around. You just have to look for it and take the adventure. That's why I think downtown is very fun.
Having explored downtown Minneapolis, on the next field trip, the Northeast Middle School students were ready to take the light rail to Minnehaha Falls.
Many students found that the light rail trip was part of the adventure. When we passed by the Buffalo Mural on the light rail side of the American Indian OIC and the American Indian Center on Franklin Avenue, one student, Gabriel, was reminded of his powwow experiences.
I'm from Northeast, but Sisseton Wahpeton Oyete is my home, in my heart. My parents tell me, my mom tells me, that I can go there if I have no home, to the reservation. Powwows in Minneapolis, drums echo in buildings, or outside, which smells better? Trees, grass, the food, Indian tacos, squaw dogs, delicious. Dances, grass dancers, all wavy, smooth, jingle dress dancers sound like a song. The beat of the jingle made me interested in how they did that. On purpose, or did it just happen? I hate it when some don't try. They just stand there and walk. You may as well do something. You are there in the circle. People watching. Kids, parents, cousins, family.
Another student, Michael, was impressed by the power of the light rail and the inside Minneapolis view of things.
The light rail is a place where people get rides from place to place, where you can see new things and meet new people. The light rail is like a bullet being shot out of a gun, and when you go on bridges, it feels like you're flying across the sky. You get to see construction in all its glory, digging in the ground, framing structures, and installing plumbing. Then in the tunnel, the light rail whistles off the walls.
Once you've taken the bus and the light rail and have gotten across the four-lane highway, you finally enter the park. Here is Jalen's first impression of the park.
Wind blowing on your face, water splashing at rocks, smell of fish going in your nose, birds and trees calling each other, people walking around, laughing, smiling, just being happy of enjoying their picnics and playing. This place is called Minnehaha Falls Park. Its beauty shows by its green, big, beautiful trees. Peaceful, loud, energetic is what I think of this place. Minnehaha Falls.
If you've ever been to Minnehaha Falls, you know it gives a city person a crash course in nature. That's how it struck Jua.
The sound of the waterfall makes its laughter, while us playing and enjoying around on the park. The sight of the statue and the song of Hiawatha you'll feel inspired and connected to the song and story. Eating at the Seesaw restaurant or getting a dessert at Dairy Queen, a cold, cool Oreo blizzard, just take a bite and you'll shiver. It might be hot, it might be humid, but all around us is nature. Nature, nature, nature. All around us, everywhere we go, even during the night. Nature can be calm and relaxed, or it can be wild and chaotic. But that's Minnehaha Falls, a place where everyone enjoys with laughter and peace.
The Northeast Middle School students could not help but be impressed by the falls and by some of the objects placed nearby. And Irwin added some rodent details.
At Minnehaha Falls, we saw a poem that talks about nature in the falls. On a circular rock, we felt hot and sweaty at first, but then, fresh from the waterfall that flew with the breeze, the old creepy house that has a mouse, the house that was built next to the river, the railroad station is filled with bugs that bug you. There, you see little kids spraying water at each other, feeling icy coldness from their shirts. After a while, it's time to go.
When we were at Minnehaha Falls, students like Christabel were drawn in by the statuary.
At Minnehaha, we saw a creepy head statue that makes you shiver when you see it. The statue of Hiawatha carrying Minnehaha and the poem on the concrete benches showed how much he cared for her. The Oreo blizzard had my taste buds dancing with joy. Us kids then had a water fight, and it got rid of a lot of stress, and I felt relieved.
With young people, on summer days, ice cream could turn out to be a theme. Minnehaha Park was designed to inform about the natural and cultural histories of the area, with statuary, poetry, and historic buildings. But Chianti's poetic inspiration turned out to be something different.
It was a scorching hot day. We had been walking in the sun all day. Then we saw Dairy Queen, glowing in the sunlight. It seemed like we were walking for 2 days, but it was only across the street. When I walked inside Dairy Queen, I felt the ice-cold chill on the hair across my skin. Then we got ice cream. It was mouth-watering to look at it. Then when I took the first bite, I was relieved. It tastes like paradise when the cold ice cream melted in my mouth. When we walk outside, heat just vanished and it felt like winter in summer.
Bus and light rail travel, downtown Minneapolis, Minnehaha Falls, ice cream and poetry. Well spent days in summer school for students at Northeast Middle School.
Everybody was done eating and we had a water fight. I got two girls and they got me back. It was so cold. Then me didn't do much after that except go back to the light rail to the bus stop, then back to school.
This is Kirsten Rome.
This is Phil Nussbaum. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.